While waiting for a friend at the airport in Portland, Oregon, a man had one of those life-changing experiences you usually hear other people talking about, but that never happens to you. So when it happened only 2 feet away from him, he was completely caught off guard, and it changed his future forever. As he was watching for his friend, he noticed a man coming toward him carrying two bags, and then he saw that the man was going to the family standing right next to him. As he laid down his bags, he motioned to his youngest son, maybe 6 years old, and they gave each other a long hug. As they separated, they looked into each other's face, and the father said, "It's so good to see you, son. I missed you so much." His son smiled somewhat shyly and replied, "Me too, Dad." Then the man stood up, gazed in the eyes of his oldest son, who was maybe 9 or 10, and while cupping his son's face in his hands, he said, "You are already quite the young man. I love you very much, Zach." They too hugged, a most loving, tender hug. While this was happening, a baby girl, perhaps 1 year old, was squirming excitedly in her mother's arms. The man said, "Hi, baby girl," as he gently took the child from her mother. He quickly kissed her all over the face and then held her close to his chest while rocking her side to side. The little girl instantly relaxed and simply laid her head on his shoulder in complete contentment. After several moments, he handed his daughter to his oldest son and declared, "I've saved the best for last." He proceeded to give his wife the longest hug the guy had ever seen. Then he gazed into his wife's eyes for several seconds and said, "I love you so much." They just stood there and stared into each other's eyes, big smiles on both of their faces as they were holding hands together. For an instant, they reminded the guy of a newlywed couple, but he knew by the age of their kids that they couldn't be newlyweds. At that moment, he realized how engrossed he had become in this wonderful display of unconditional love, not even more than an arm's length from him, in a busy, crowded airport. So he turned to the man and said, "Wow, how long have you two been married?" "We've been together 14 years and married for 12 of those," the man replied, without breaking the gaze from his wife's face. "Oh, well, how long have you been away?" the guy asked. Still beaming, the man answered, "2 days." 2 days. The guy was stunned because by the intensity of the greeting, he had assumed the man had been gone for several weeks, if not months. The guy looked at the man and his family and said, "I hope my marriage is still that passionate after 12 years. The man suddenly stopped smiling and looked at the guy straight in the eye. And with a forcefulness that burned deep into his soul, he told him something that left him a different person. The man told him, "Don't hope it, decide it." Then he smiled again, shook his hand, and said, "God bless." With that, he and his family left, and the guy was still watching him walk away when his friend approached him and said, "What are you looking at?" With a deep sense of certainty, the guy replied, "My future." Whatever it is we envision for ourselves, no matter how impossible it may seem, if we begin acting as if what we would like to become is already our reality, it will set into motion the energy and inspiration needed to make those things happen. In other words, we have to treat ourselves as if we already are what we'd like to be, because that is what Dr. Wayne Dyer says will activate the spiritual forces that will guide us toward what we would like for our lives. And by having the courage to declare ourselves as already being what we want to be, we are essentially willing ourselves to act in a new, exciting, and spiritual way. Because when we treat ourselves as if we already are what we'd like to be. Dr. Dyer says we are entering the holy realm of God, and we are inspiring it into being. Because inspiration, the word, originates from the two words, in and spirit. In spirit. And to be in spirit means we are joining forces with the Holy Spirit, who is God's power in action here on this earth. For Jesus said, I will ask God to send you the Holy Spirit, who will help you and who will always be with you. I refuse to leave you orphaned. You see, the disciples were being left. They had been with Jesus since the beginning of his ministry, and now he's telling them he's leaving them. He's telling them he's going to die. So of course they're scared. They can't do this work without him. They can't be left to bring about all that is to be. Who can do that? But it wasn't left all up to them. And it's not left all up to us either. Instead, Jesus left us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that inspires. The Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to get out in front of ourselves and see ourselves as we want to be. Like Angie was saying with the children with the vision board. And just like the guy at the airport. He saw what he wanted for his future with his family. He saw the amount of love and passion and peace that he wanted. If we put our vision before us, we can inspire it into being by acting as if it already is. Because that's how things start. They start a formless void, a din of a dream, an idea. And just like in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, but it didn't stay that way. It didn't stay dark and formless. It didn't stay just a vision or a dream. Instead, a wind from God filled the earth and it came into being. A wind from God has filled us too, so that we can come into our beings, so that we can be in spirit, so that whatever is forming inside of us can be for us. So that whatever our vision is, we can inspire it into being and call it good. Because inspiration is all around us. And the Holy Spirit was promised to us and is with us at all times. And Dr. Dyer says we can fill the gap between what we think and what the Holy Spirit can do by treating ourselves as if we already are what we want to be. Because what we think about is what expands and inspires. So if we keep our thoughts and inspirations focused on love, focused on the things that are good for us, it will bring it into being. It's no coincidence that the book we've been wanting to read appears before us. We've been thinking about it. We've been drawing that energy toward us. Wayne Dyer calls it attractor energy. It's no coincidence that we run into the person we've been thinking about a lot lately. It's no coincidence that we can have things work out for us because Jesus told us, you are one with me and I am one with you. We are one with Christ. The Spirit of God is within us. We have not been left. We have the Holy Spirit. So if we eliminate all of our doubts, if we enter into a place of knowing, we will be in a holy place, the very place within us where Christ said he would be. When we do that, we can move mountains. If we can act as if we already are what we want to be, this will cause us to get out in front of ourselves, and it will allow the energy of the Holy Spirit to take charge. When the Holy Spirit is in charge, anything is possible. What would you already like to be? What vision do you have for your future? What were you born to do? Don't just hope for it. Decide it. Believe it. Act as if it already is, and you will inspire it into being. Amen.
Our song of response this morning.